I'm glad you mentioned Harvard because we're going to take a trip to Tom's History Corner, and it involves a Harvard man. The year was 1901, and the University of Connecticut was in trouble.
Oh, no.
3 years earlier, the popular president, Benjamin Coons, had been forced to resign by the Board of Trustees over kind of a personal conflict. His replacement as president was deeply unpopular. Not entirely his fault. Things were in poor shape. There were only 18 students enrolled, and there were calls from newspapers and some lawmakers to just essentially disband the university.
Oh, my gosh.
So enter Rufus Stimson.
Yes, another great name from UConn history.
He was a professor of English at UConn, and he was a Harvard graduate and a Yale, also had a divinity degree from Yale. And he became initially interim president and then full-time president. So Rufus Stimson, his great gift was public relations. He was the first university president at UConn to advertise in newspapers for the university.
Hmm.
He gave speeches all over the state, extolling the virtues of the university.
Are you saying we have Rufus Stimson to thank for our very livelihoods?
We have Rufus Stimson to thank for the summer programs because he created it essentially as a PR tool.
In 1901.
In 1901, he created summer programs that were intended to teach, like, school teachers in Connecticut about science and nature. And also he knew they would go back and talk about how great the college was.
Genius.
To their students and parents. So he accomplished a lot of things that were also practical, too. Like, he brought electrification to UConn. There was no electricity on campus before Rufus Stimson.
It was a farm, after all.
It was, exactly. He built Storrs Hall, which is the oldest brick building still on campus. There was one that was a little bit older. It was called the Dairy Building. They tore it down in the 1960s because they were unsentimental. Under Rufus Stimson, enrollment went from 18 to 125.
Students had lived here before, though, right?
Students had lived here before. But they lived, like, in houses, essentially.
Right.
Or cottages, as they were called. And also, a little bit of trivia, his wife Helen, first coach of the women's basketball team.
No way!
Coached them to an undefeated season in their first season.
So Gino has heard of
that. Is she the woman in the one picture that I've seen?
Helen, the one who's not a basketball player, okay. Helen Stimson.
Cool.
So after a very – and he also expanded the size of the university. He added 100 acres to it by convincing a trustee to actually put up the money to buy some extra land. So Rufus Stimson got things done.
Good businessman.
And he left to go to run a Smith College's Agricultural Extension School. So we owe a lot to Rufus Stimson, but I don't know why, but unless I'm mistaken, unless I'm missing something, I don't think anything on campus is named after him.
I was just going to say, there's no Stimson building.
There's a Coons building. There's a Beach building.
Who was the president he replaced, the unpopular?
Flint.
Okay.
Flint.
We don't know who he is either.
Jorgensen, Babb. I mean, like, these are all important presidents, but there's nothing.
Do you want to start a movement?
I do. I feel like the summer programs maybe or something. It should be he started them. Or, when we redid the roof at Gamble Pavilion, we could have renamed the roof after Rufus. So when people
you
were cheering,
name a roof,
because we could
we're
say they
name
were
a roof.
We could say
it's
they
the
were
Dunkin' Donuts Center.
The roof
of
is roof.
Naming the roof is roof.
When they were cheering, we could say they were
Raise
raising the
Rufus.
Rufus. I may or may not have done this entire thing to make that joke.
Really bad idea. But we should name something.
We should
after
name something
him.
For Rufus.
I heard
Stimson.
There's a form that you can fill out.
Yeah, there is in fact a form you can fill out.
We are, after all, a state institution.
We are. There's a committee. There's a form. There's paperwork.